Unium is the subscription management hub for B2B SaaS companies. Whether you're looking to expand to new markets, experimenting with pricing models, or simply want a streamlined quote-to-cash process, Unium got your back. On top of that, Unium Insights provides the SaaS metrics you need for reporting to the board and for future company valuation. It gives you the key figures needed to drive your business forward and take strategic decisions. Unium. We help SaaS companies manage their B2B customer subscriptions.
Welcome to StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from StartupRate.io, your startup podcast and YouTube blog from the German-speaking area, bringing you again here another winner of the German Startup Awards. This award was won by a legal entity called Unternehmertum. But since it's very hard to interview a legal entity, I do have its CEO and COO, Stefan, here with me. Hey, how you doing?
Thank you, Joe, for the invitation. It's great to be here.
Totally my pleasure. First up, congratulations for winning the special award of the German Startup Awards 2022. And we may say that Unternehmertum is kind of a wordplay. This T-U-M also means, Unternehmertum means entrepreneurship in German. And this T-U-M is spelled in capital letters, which could also mean Technical University Munich, Technische Universität München, which by coincidence is the university you're attached to.
Exactly. And that's actually the reason I am here at Unternehmertum, was because I studied at the Technical University. And so actually I became a huge fan of Unternehmertum that time, because when I studied at TUM, I studied something called technology and management. So I had business administration classes and also classes in technology that was in Weinstephan in the area of food tech, life and food sciences. And I also took classes in entrepreneurship. There was a new institution, Unternehmertum, at that time, and they offered a business plan seminar. And actually, that was the coolest thing I did, to be honest, because it was interdisciplinary. So I didn't study only with, let's say, the people from my study program, right? But from all the other study programs at the Technical University. So it was very diverse. And it was not like a lecture where somebody tries to tell you something and tries to explain you how to do something and you take notes, right? But we did something. So you come up with an idea and you form a team and then you write a business plan. And by doing that project, you actually learn a lot.
Totally. I really hope that none of your former professors is listening right now, except for the tax professors. They know they're not the number one sought after destination. Nonetheless, I also took a look into the an analysis by our friends, startupheatmap.eu. They have an analysis they shared with me. And actually, Munich is within Europe in the top five for growing, educating, training their own entrepreneur talent. And you're only behind Paris. First is London, Paris, Barcelona, Madrid, and then there is you. So that already means a lot. And actually, we have another winner of the German Startup Awards, the founder of Flixbus, which also was got investment from Unternehmertum. But before we get into all of that, we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. I looked at your profile in LinkedIn, and I want to talk a little bit about you and what you did. You graduated, as you already said, from Technical University München. And you worked for BCG for quite some time, right?
Yes, I did. Yes. So that was basically a classical path, right? So I studied technology and management. So you had some experience in business and but also in an engineering subject. And at that time, graduates, often they wanted to go to large and successful corporates, companies like BMW, or like to consulting. And I took the path of consulting. So I entered BCG. I worked there for quite some years. I did a lot of consulting for banks, for federal banks. After the financial crisis, they were in real trouble. So we helped them, restructured them. But in the end, it was amazing. And I don't want to miss that time, but it was less creating new. It was less about innovation and really trying to create something new. And this is when I was in contact with Helmut. Helmut is actually, I'm the chief operating officer. Helmut is the CEO and founder of Unternehmertum. So he gave me a call and he asked if I want to join. And since I know Unternehmertum for quite some time, I couldn't resist.
I see, because I was always wondering, how did this transition actually happen? Because you didn't get one day back in your hotel room and said, let's do something different. Let's join Unternehmertum, because then usually the decision is go to corporate job, set up your own company or something like this, but not joining an attached institute to a university. I think that is something like 0.1% would consider doing out of consulting. And you joined first as chief operating officer, a position you're holding until today.
Exactly. I'm still chief operating officer and I'm one of the managing directors. We are a team of managing directors. And at Unternehmertum, I basically have two jobs. So one, I'm responsible for some of our programs. Unternehmertum has about 20 programs, 20 independent running programs with their own brands. And I'm responsible for programs where we educate and help talent. So for example, students from the technical university to come up with an idea, to get inspired of entrepreneurship, to try out what it means to found a company. Very often that's part of their regular studies. So they get credit points for that. So it's an integral part of their studies. And then I'm also responsible for a program because then some of these, they say, okay, I want to find out. Now I'm studying at the technical university and the technical university has a strategy to be the entrepreneurial university. So they say, I want to find out if I want to be an entrepreneur in my life. So I want to start a project. So do I have the right team? What do I need? How do I finance this, the startup at the beginning? Okay. I'm maybe a scientist, a researcher. How can I evaluate if this is an idea that I can use for starting my own company? Okay. So this is like a pre-incubation phase. And then you have people that say, okay, now I decided to become a founder. So they say, okay, thank you, large corporate, or thank you, any company that I applied for, they gave me an offer, but I declined because I'm a founder now. I decided to be an entrepreneur. So we incubate and accelerate them in a dedicated 3-month program, for example, or Xpreneurs incubation program. And then they also need finance. So we as Unternehmertum, we try to help founders at all stages. So for example, we have a program where we fund early stage startups, for example, with 100,000 euros in a convertible note. And this is one part of my work. And then I'm also the chief operating officer of this organization. So as I mentioned, there are 20 teams, okay, with different business models. How can we stay one company? How can we ensure team cohesion? So, for example, how can we do internal communication? How can we organize ourselves? So these are also amazing topics that I'm responsible for.
Mm-hmm. I see. Of course, all the programs, I'm just scrolling through them as we're talking, is something pretty interesting. And of course, we'll link it down here in the show notes below so everybody can click on it. So that means usually you are more or less offering classes in entrepreneurship, but when they're basically hooked on entrepreneurship, you also help the students to basically start out with the company, as you said, for example, with some start capital. I would be curious, do you have a few successful examples that worked with you in the past?
Exactly. So so you have to imagine it's like a funnel, right? So you start with enabling young talents, but then it's also very open to startups that are later stage. So for example, our Xpreneurs program, any startup can apply for the Xpreneurs program, and the team picks what they say is the best and most interesting and promising startup in that stage. And around all that, okay, you must imagine Unternehmertum as an ecosystem, because it's not about just, okay, being in a program or listening to a class or being there at these three months. Unternehmertum works also with corporates, with Mittelstand, has a network of investors. So it's all about this, being part of this ecosystem, bringing the right people together, and supporting innovation. And so, for example, Celonis might be one example. Some people have heard of that. That's the most valuable German startup. Or what is also an interesting startup is ESA Aerospace. They build small rocket launchers. So it's one of the high hopes startups for European space market. And you mentioned Flixbus, for example. So Unternehmertum Venture Capital Partners, for example, invested at a very early stage into Flixbus. And now it's a huge successful, innovative organization that also entered the US market by the acquisition of Greyhound, for example. So it's an amazing story.
Yeah, Lilium, the flying cabs, the flying taxis, right? Yeah, I see. There are a lot of very interesting things out there. So could you also, as a non-student of TUM, could you also join Unternehmertum?
Yes, so you can join on that. So our, let's say, mother is the Technical University of Munich, but we are actually not part of the Technical University. As you said, we are an affiliated institute. So we are very independent, and we want to actually attract also great startups, great entrepreneurs from anywhere around the world to join our ecosystem, so we can increase the quality of this ecosystem, of course.
And when somebody joins you, can we go through, for example, the first program and how you could help them develop to eventually become a successful startup entrepreneur?
There are so many different journeys. So one journey could be you are an amazing student at the Technical University. You could apply for a program called Manage & More. It's a scholarship program where a very small group is being elected, and you are doing projects, and you learn, you develop yourself as a person. In a very intensive program, it's work of about 20 hours per week, which goes on top to your regular study. So you can only do that if you're well organized, very motivated, for the duration of 1.5 years. And many of these amazing talents then become later successful founders, or not, or they join a company, yeah, or do something differently, or become very successful researchers. That's all very great and all very amazing. And so let me mention one more thing, because you asked about the startups and about what are examples for startups. So our focus is deep tech startups. Very often it's B2B. I mean, it's not so surprising, because we are connected to the Technical University. So some people have not heard about many of these startups because they are successful B2B startups. One example, as you can see this glove behind me. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a startup called Prograph. So what you can do is you can scan parts in the supply chain. And what you do, you don't need to use, you know, a scanning pistol, but you have the scanner already connected to your glove. And by doing so, you save a lot of time. So basically they are working with all the large corporations who have a supply chain, and where every second in the supply chain counts. And I guess not many people have heard of Prograph, but everybody working in a supply chain in a corporate has.
Actually, we interviewed them back in 2018 when we've been in New York. We interviewed them on top of the building where the German Accelerator is located, with One World Trade Center in the background, which was pretty nice. And for everybody who's interested, go down here in the show notes. There's a link to our Medium blog, and there you'll also find the link to the Pro Glove interview from dating back, I think, 4 years. Crazy.
Yes. And I think, Joe, that's what it also, these kind of startups, it takes a lot of time and patience, because if you found a deep tech startup, it takes a longer time than founding, let's say, a scalable online platform or an app or something. So sometimes you need to be very patient. It's a little bit more difficult for investors to decide in investing into a deep tech startup, because you really need the know-how and the expertise to do so. But actually, that's what I would say this ecosystem is all about. And that's a core strength of Germany and Munich, to have this engineering deep tech capabilities. And now I think our mission is to transform all this capability into successful startups.
Mm-hmm. As you said, it's a location of deep tech. There are many famous companies down there in Munich that actually work pretty deep in tech. For example, many people may have heard of Siemens. BMW is also headquartered there. So they're just a few examples. I do believe a lot of foreign tech companies also headquartered in Munich for their German or international headquarter.
Yes, like Google, Microsoft, Salesforce. So they are all coming to Munich. So it's an amazing time right now. So many tech companies just came to Munich. There is a strong basis of already established companies. There is the German Mittelstand, SMEs around that, amazing talents of the Technical University, but also the University of Munich, the University of Applied Sciences. So a very strong basis. And that now transforms into a very, let's say, dedicated and serious and, I would say, sustainable kind of startup creation.
Mm-hmm. That sounds pretty promising. What is on the horizon for you? What are the next plans for Unternehmertum? Conquered world?
Basically, we want to find partners that share our mission. We can't conquer the world. But you know, when we talk to startups, I mean, what I learned actually in the business plan seminar 20 years ago, they said, you know, when you fund a startup, do it in a team, because nobody's perfect, but a team can be. Mm-hmm. This is actually what we think we have in Europe. We have other very strong entrepreneurship centers and strong tech ecosystems. And now the question is, can we, or actually our, what we want to do is join forces, combine our strength, and to support the next European unicorns and the next European tech startups and the next European companies, because that's what we need. If we want to have European, successful European companies in the future, we need to start helping them and creating them right now.
Well, I would say that are amazing closing words. For everybody who'd like to learn more, down here in the show notes, of course, there's a link to Unternehmertum, to the Pro Glove and Flix interview as well. And I would like to say thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking to you, and best of luck. And of course, again, congratulations for the German Startup Award.
Thanks. That goes to the team. Thank you so much for the invitation, Joe. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.
When you're an entrepreneur with a great idea, it can be daunting to find funding. Startup Raven takes the process out of your hands by helping entrepreneurs connect and learn about potential investors all in one place, without any long-filled forms or 1,000 questions. Sign up for early access at startupraven.com.